1 Chronicles 15, 1 through 29. Devotional focus verse. And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God, and to minister unto him forever. 1 Chronicles 15, 1 and 2. In our text today, David was preparing to move the ark of God back to Jerusalem, and he was intent on ensuring that this would be done correctly. When I think about taking care to ensure preparations are done right, I think about Sandra. For nearly a century, the Portland Church family has gathered on the Apostolic Faith Campground each Memorial Day to prepare for our annual international camp meeting. Sandra is one of many faithful participants. For decades, while others cleaned the tabernacle chairs, wiped down the altars, raked up debris, trimmed bushes, and accomplished various maintenance tasks, Sandra's role was to help get cabins on the campground ready for occupancy, and she provided a great example of doing cabin preparation right. If you stayed in a cabin that Sandra worked on, you would have immediately recognized that whoever cleaned your campground home did a super job. Every surface would be spotless, having recently undergone a thorough scrubbing. No cobwebs or stray pine needles escaped Sandra's attention. She would get down on her knees to inspect every nook and cranny. Were the curtains over the windows hanging straight? Was the mirror polished? Had every piece of furniture been wiped down and carefully placed? Sandra made sure those tasks were done. She knew how a cabin should be prepared for occupancy, and she accomplished that task with great care. In David's previous attempt to relocate the ark, as described in 1 Chronicles 13, he had failed to be scrupulously careful. God had given specific instructions about how this symbol of God's presence was to be transported, and those instructions were not followed. The results had been tragic. A man had died. So this time, as preparations were made for the move, David made sure that every detail was accomplished in accordance with God's instructions. In our focus verses, he insisted that only Levites were to carry the Ark of God. In verse 12, he instructed the Levites to ensure that each one of them sanctified themselves according to the regulations in the law. This journey was to be made with proper reverence, respect, and obedience to what God had commanded. We can learn several lessons from today's text. First, it is vitally important to follow God's instructions precisely. We may not understand the why of all He asks us to do, but we should still obey. In addition, we should always do our best in any task we undertake for God. Details matter to Him. When we are careful to obey God and do everything for Him to the best of our abilities, it shows that we value Him above all else. When David and the elders and people of Israel brought the Ark of God to Jerusalem in the right way, they had joy. We will experience the same when we offer our obedience and best efforts to God. Background information. Chapter 15 records David's transfer of the Ark of God from its temporary location in the house of Obed-Edom to the dwelling place prepared for it in Jerusalem. David's earlier attempt to move the ark, as recorded in chapter 13, had not been done according to God's instructions and had resulted in the death of Uzzah. At that time, the ark was temporarily placed in the house of Obed-Edom. According to 2 Samuel 6:11, it stayed there for a period of 3 months and brought prosperity and blessing to Obed-Edom and his household. This time, David ensured that the move was done precisely as God had commanded. Verses 1 through 24 describe the careful preparations for the move, and verses 25 through 29 the actual transfer. The tent that David prepared for the Ark of God was not the tabernacle itself. The tabernacle of Moses was located at Gibeon. See 1 Chronicles 16:39. In verse 2, David instructed the Levites to carry the ark as God had commanded. See Deuteronomy 10:8. According to verse 5, among the assembled Levites were the sons of Kohath, who were specifically given charge of the Ark of God, see Numbers 3:29-31, and were responsible for carrying it on their shoulders, see Numbers 7:1-9. Prior to undertaking this task, the priests and Levites had been told to sanctify themselves, see verse 12, meaning they were to purify themselves from every form of uncleanness and avoid anything that would defile. All of this reveals that David had learned from his past mistake. At the first attempt to bring the ark into Jerusalem, Uzzah, who was not a Levite, had touched the ark with unsanctified hands and was struck dead. David further acknowledged his earlier errors in verse 13 when he said, "The Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order." In addition to carrying the ark, Levites were responsible to provide music on sacred occasions. Verses 17 through 24 indicate that David organized four groups of Levites to provide music in the great procession toward Jerusalem. The first group played the cymbals, the second used psalteries, the third had harps, and the fourth consisted of seven priests with trumpets who preceded the ark. The words Alamoth, see verse 20, and Shemineth, see verse 21, probably were references to the tonal range of the instruments being used. Also listed as part of the procession were two sets of doorkeepers, whose role likely was to open and close gates or doors ahead of and behind the procession. Verses 25 through 29 describe the procession itself, the offerings made, the apparel of David, the ark bearers and the singers, and the fact that all Israel joined in the journey. The final verse of the chapter indicates that David's wife, Michal, observed the arrival of the procession from a window and despised David for his actions. More details regarding her criticism of David and his response are given in 2 Samuel 6:20-23. Conclusion. When we are obedient to God and offer our best efforts in His service, He will bless our efforts and reward us with true joy.